this is Joe Regis. I'm with Microsoft Public Sector, and today we're going to be talking about Miami's 311. So I'm here with Comrade Salazar from the City of Miami. And tell me, Salazar, about the challenges the city was facing related to this solution and how you've met those challenges and what were some specific goals that you were trying to achieve with the solution.
One of the main challenges that we had with our 311 application is that we currently have a CRM in-house that we take calls in for 311 non-emergency service requests, but we don't have a way to have citizens check on the data online. So we wanted to give a external facing solution that would be allow the citizens to check their request online and get status updates and things of that nature. So we looked for a solution that we needed to put in place, and we figured out that not only would it be a solution that we could put something online, but we could also have them visualize some of their requests. So instead of asking for one singular request, it would be great if someone can basically type their home address or the address of the location where they wanted to receive the additional service, and not only be able to see the status, but also look at the other items that were reported in the particular area. So we really wanted to have something that was about self-service for the citizen. So that was our main goal with this application.
So I'm here with Benson Belcher from ISC, the partner that built the solution for City of Miami. And Benson, Conrad was describing the problem that the City of Miami was facing before and how they went about solving that problem. And obviously, your company came in to assist with that. Could you describe to me the architectural solution, some of the components that came into play to actually build the system?
Yeah, absolutely, Joel. So we're a Microsoft Gold partner based out of Tallahassee, Florida, and we've worked closely with the City of Miami for a number of years, developing mapping applications, Virtual Earth, or now Bing Maps-based applications. And one of the things that the City of Miami wanted to do was stand up a new mapping application that would allow them to visualize the 311 service requests that were coming in through their CRM system. So what we really wanted to do was come up with a solution that wouldn't put a lot of burden on their existing infrastructure, because mapping applications can be processor intensive. So we really thought outside of the box and came up with the idea to do the actual piece in Windows Azure. So what that gave us the ability to do was really scale it out and to make sure that the performance and everything would be scalable so that the entire solution could exist and have hundreds of users coming in and checking service requests.
So there is a piece of the solution that's on the cloud, and the piece of the solution that's obviously on the client machine. So which pieces of the client machine do you leverage from our platform to make this happen? Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned mapping, so let's talk about like Bing Maps. What led you to choose Bing Maps as the mapping solution versus some other option?
Well, City of Miami had adopted Bing Maps a couple of years ago, and they've been using it for all of their web-based mapping applications. It's got great aerial photography and street network data, and so that was kind of a key piece there, and that's great because it's already hosted in the cloud as well, so that's less infrastructure burden from a GIS standpoint. From a client technology, we used the map.net UX Silverlight map control,
yes,
which really allows for the GIS data integration, which this application has not only the service request data, but it has other important GIS layers like building footprints, property parcels, zones, and commissioner districts, which is a big one that the commissioners want to come in and visualize service requests in their area.
So how this integration impacted the business and the success of the project? What are the benefits that you see, the IT department or ultimately the customer, which is
sure,
the citizens,
yeah,
for this solution?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest advantages was just the ability to rapidly build and deploy this application.
Mm-hmm.
With the assistance of the City of Miami developers, we got this thing built and deployed in 8 days. So
wow.
Less than 2 weeks, we were able to stand this up and have an application that was live on the internet. We didn't have to worry about purchasing new hardware or getting the infrastructure in place. It was just build the application in Visual Studio, deploy it to the Azure Fabric, and it's all running.
So, Benton, we've been talking about Bing Mapping and Silverlight. So I would like to know more about the actual communication layer, right? I would like to know about data access, the spatial stuff, and also, how do you see the solution expanding the possibilities for the future for the city of Miami to offer other solutions to this, to citizens?
Sure, absolutely. So one of the things, one of the key components as the communication layer is Map.net UX, which is a product that our company develops. It's a GIS server product. It's completely deployable into Windows Azure. It's just a set of .NET web services that can do things like render map tile overlays or query geometry from spatial data that's stored in the cloud. So they're just WCF-based web services that allow access between the Silverlight client and the spatial data. So that's really the key communication tier there. As far as being able to extend it and deploy it, we are looking at, currently the data is listed in Dallas, but actually having a transparency front end like the Open Government Data Initiative or OGDI project that's on CodePlex is to be able to take that and be able to disseminate just that data through there in case another application developer wants to use it in a different manner, in a different type of application.
Right. So basically what you're saying is currently, you know, the data is hosted, some of the data is hosted locally. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is that through OGDI, you could actually expand that so that it's open to anyone who would like to basically adopt this solution for their own purpose.
Exactly. Okay. So they'll be able to build other applications around there, and they might want to be able to integrate the 311 data with a larger land planning data application that they're building that may be pulling other data sets like code enforcement or building information. So there's the possibility to just have all of these layers available in the cloud and be able to access them and consume them in other mapping applications.
Go back to Comrade, so because I want to hear what he has to say about some of the benefits that he derived, the city of Miami and obviously the IT department and so on have derived from this solution. So let's talk to him again and hopefully later you can show me the actual implementation.
Absolutely.
We want to talk about the specific benefits, citizen benefits, as well as you know the IT department and city of Miami benefits for this solution. And also we would like to know how you envision taking advantage of this implementation for future possibilities. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. Well, you know, to clear something up, you know, one of the main things when we had the scope of work for the application originally, we really only intended to have, the request was to basically have an application that could check the request. We really ended up with a lot more than that. You know, we ended up with an application that is solid as the prospective disaster recovery, something we really haven't talked about. Being located in Miami and along the river, as you can see behind in my background here, within 2 or 3 days of a hurricane getting close to us, we have to evacuate the building and shut the building down.
Right.
So before we had to do disaster recovery, take the application off-site, you know, make it redundant.
Yes.
You know, by the application being on the cloud, we no longer have to worry about that. You know, and at that point, you know, what also happens is that a significant spike happens on the application because people use the same application to report down trees and down power lines during hurricane times. So these were all side benefits.
Right.
So we went in with a small, very scope of work, and we came up with a very big benefit.
Right.
For things.
So you're pointing out something very interesting and important for state and local government is this notion of, disaster recovery. It turns out that, especially in Florida and in other states, this is a big issue because when you have an emergency situation, you're talking about relocations and so on, but actually the Azure cloud pretty much addresses this issue for free because now when you deploy a solution on the cloud, you don't need to be concerned about the disaster recovery because, you know, Azure is deployed around the world and basically will take care of that problem. So I want to highlight the fact that, you know, cloud computing pretty much addresses this issue in a very effective way for state and local government agencies and municipalities and so on. So I'm glad that you pointed that out. So in terms of future, so what do you see the future? How do you see taking everything you've done so far and expand it into the future, into other areas that you think will be of benefit to citizens and the city as a whole?
Well, because of the way the application is actually architected using the actual cloud, one of the concerns that we had is adding any additional functionality. Why? You added more functionality that created more requests, more bandwidth. And when we were sizing up the server requests for this, which we ended up not needing because we were basically using an on-demand type of environment, We now are looking at scaling the applications a lot more than what we were. So we're looking at taking the same application and, you know, doing the same thing with code enforcement data, where people now can report requests for code enforcement issues and also check status of the code enforcement. 311, you'll be able to request in the very near future 311 over the actual application, or you'll be using your Windows Mobile 7 to actually
Windows Phone 7. You
Windows
mean.
Phone 7, yes, yes. It's Windows Phone 7. So you'll be able to use your Windows Phone 7 to actually, while you're on the road, you're on location, you can take an actual picture of the actual issue that you have.
Right.
It grabs the X and Y coordinates and actually creates a service request for you. At that point, it also gives you feedback of the status changes.
So are you basically saying that in some way you're going to be basically tying this up into some kind of social networking so that you have, you know, leverage some of that infrastructure for notification, or are you basically building your own notification system into the application?
So, you know, the concept of, you know, crowdsourcing, where we're essentially using the public to highlight where we're having issues with some of the services that we're providing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's very significant, where we don't want to spend dollars on having people proactively go out and find things. We want to harness the power of the citizen to tell us what their key pain points are. And what better way than, you know, give them a tool that they carry with them every day. And the phone is something that's become essential.
Right.
You go everywhere you go with a phone. And now the flexibility where you just be able to take a picture, report the issue, and have it, you know, have it automatically reported is huge. Plus, we're also going to do some social media integration in there. You'll be able to put in your Twitter ID, and we're actually going to respond back via tweet and tell you the actual status changes on your request.
Right. How about the application itself? Can we get a peek at it?
Sure. We can take a look at the application.
Let's do that.
We're loading the Miami 311 application that we discussed a little earlier today. And as we can see, the application is using Silverlight, Bing Maps integration, and some WCF, Windows Communication Foundation's web services. We're going to take a little disclaimer side off here. As you can see from the data that we've loaded all the data for the last 3 months of all the service requests that are open in Miami. If you can tell, we're going to now shuffle some items along back and forth, and if you notice, we're changing each SR type from pothole mist to garbage mist to recycling bin request. The reason that we get such fluid data as we're shuffling along the items is because we've actually loaded everything into the DLL client on Silverlight. This is one of the big benefits that we've seen from using Silverlight as part of the mapping technologies. We've also have hotspotting available, so if we turned on all the open potholes in Miami and we enable hotspotting, you'll see some analysis data that basically will show you where the key issues are for potholes throughout the city of Miami. Since we are using our base data from Bing, we can switch at any time to aerial view and zoom in real close here. Or a hybrid mode that would show us both data, aerial data, along with street labels. And these spots right here is where you see large concentration of potholes. This is the part of visualization that gave 311. So we knew that we wanted the citizen to be able to check on their information, but we also knew that we wanted to have some analysis tools that could serve the user departments to be able to troubleshoot some of their key areas. So we're going to zoom out to the map now for a second. We're going to turn on our push pins. And we're going to scale back out, and what we're going to do is we're going to search for an address. This is what a citizen would do today. So we're going to start searching for an address to see about any issues in a particular area. And we'll have an autocomplete here. We'll pick an address. It does a zoom to on the location. It tells us that it highlights the property that we have currently in place. And it shows us the service requests that are in the area. You can actually click on the service request. And it'll tell you here, for example, that there was some garbage mist back on May 26, 2006, and the case was closed within 3 days. So this is a great tool because it'll inform the citizens of what they can view and check on the statuses. We're going to be improving this tool and adding a feature where you're going to be able to add additional data to it. We've made it possible for you also to be able to turn on buildings, footprints. So as you can see now, loading are the actual building footprints for the actual parcels of data. And again, a very smooth application. The scroll, the data, all available at the same time. This is what kind of the Bing Maps integration and Silverlight integration has provided for us.